You're listening to Productions with Purpose. This is Pretense.
Hey, Rob! There you are.
Confound it.
What's with the flowers?
None of your business.
It was just a question.
Get lost.
Fine, I'm going.
Come on, Helen. I know you like to frequent this spot. I hope you like these. Here goes nothing. Excuse me, Helen?
Yes, can I help you?
I picked these for you. I hope you like them.
Oh, thank you. Oops, silly me.
Here, let me get those for you.
A word of advice. What even is your name?
It's Robert.
Robert. If you want to get a girl's attention with wildflowers, give them to a barmaid. If you want to get a lady's attention, at the very least buy her a dozen roses and dress up to her level.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Money, Robert. If you want a lady's attention, you've got to prove you have it, plenty of it, and that the supply won't run out.
I get the point, Helen. I'm sorry I inconvenienced you.
Up your game, Robert. You seem like you might have potential.
Money, huh? Fine, then.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
I don't believe ladies who behave that way towards others are worthy of the title.
Yeah, well, they were just a bunch of flowers.
Uh-huh.
I should be going.
Good evening, Robert.
Bye.
Where on earth were you? Supper's cold.
No matter, Ma. I'm not hungry.
You didn't eat lunch. Now you're not hungry for supper? Are you feeling all right?
I'm fine. I'm just tired.
I see. Your pa wants to speak with you. He's upstairs.
Confound it. What'd I do now?
Robert, is that you?
It is.
Where were you today? I could have used your help in the shop.
I had other things to do.
Other things? How are you going to take over the business when you do anything you can to avoid learning the trade?
I don't want
to
learn the trade. I want to learn a trade that has money in it.
There's money in owning a cobbler shop, son, especially one you inherit. I built this business for you.
Give it to Charles, Pa. He'll be delighted. I want to find work that pays me now, not whenever you get old enough to finally turn some dumpy shop over to me.
Don't raise your voice with me, son.
Or what?
Robert, I need you to think about this.
I have. I thought about it all I care to, and I do not want to be a cobbler. Give the shop to Charles. He's 15 and he practically runs the place for you already.
Very well. If you feel the same way in the morning, I'll have the will altered in favor of Charles.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to meet some friends.
That didn't sound like it went well.
I wish I knew what I did wrong.
Even if we knew, we wouldn't be able to change it now.
Jim to see you, sir.
Send him in.
Good morning, sir.
What is it now?
Information, like usual, sir.
It had better be good, Peric. I'm not in the mood to have my time wasted.
And I'm not in the mood to give this level of information away for free. So, what's a taste of my intelligence worth to you?
That's to get the sample. If the sample's good, you'll be compensated properly.
As you know, sir, I'm privy to a few inside voices at the bank.
I am an inside voice at the bank, Peric. What could you possibly have to tell me?
What my father and the other members of the board aren't.
Go on.
Well, they don't trust you, sir. So, for a nominal fee, I'll tell you what they're planning to do about it.
Tell me, and I'll decide what it's worth.
The board has hired a private detective to investigate some rather regular discrepancies they found on your books.
Do you know who they hired?
Unfortunately, no. But I can do my best to find out.
Bring me the name and whereabouts of this detective, Peric. Discreetly, of course. There's more where this came from.
On my honor, sir.
Peric, your honor's worth about as much as a three-day-old fish.
Perhaps, but it has a nice ring to it. I'll see what I can find. Have a good day, sir.
Good day to you. If you want to keep your head, Mr. Shim, I suggest you keep your nose out of my books.
Well, don't that beat all. Robert, I thought you didn't frequent places like this.
Oh, there you are, Luther. I want you to teach me how to play poker. I want you to teach me how to win.
Straight to the point. I like that. But I thought you didn't gamble.
I didn't. Now I might. Will you teach me or not?
Sure, Rob. Make yourself comfortable. Care for a drink?
No, thanks.
Ah, so gambling, but no rum.
I need money.
How much, Rob? I'll spot you if you're in a pinch.
You don't understand. I need to make a lot of money. I need to keep making a lot of money. I don't want to be poor.
So it ain't about debt?
No.
I wouldn't exactly call you poor, Robert.
I wouldn't exactly call me rich.
Poker ain't your friend if you want to get rich, boy.
Unless I'm good at it. Teach me.
I'll teach you to play if you want. But you need a better plan than poker if you want to make the kind of money you're talking about.
You got any suggestions?
I just might. How do you feel about driving a coach?
How does it pay?
About what you'd expect. It's the side jobs where the money's at.
Side jobs?
I have a few contacts. Sometimes they need my help. If you drive a coach for me, I can hook you up.
Huh.
Think about it for a day or two.
I don't have to. I'm in.
Some of these jobs aren't for the faint of heart, Robert. When you're on a job, you do what you're told. If you don't, I can't guarantee your safety.
I said I'm in.
Here's my address. You start tomorrow. The side jobs will come when they come.
Thank you for coming, Luther.
What's the dirty work this time, Horace?
Would you like a drink?
Yes, thank you.
That's better, isn't it?
Of course.
I need you to stop my brother from purchasing a large shipment of fine silk that's, shall we say, important to his business.
Destroy the merchandise?
Goodness no, Luther. Where's your brain? I can use that shipment for my own inventory. You are to make sure George is unable to purchase it. Without the silk, his clients will be forced to come to me.
Why not just burn the shop down?
Too crude. And besides, what would that leave for me afterward? I can't make fine clothing from ashes. His machine may not be new, but it's entirely functional. And you would burn all that to the ground? Really, Luther? You need to look at the big picture.
Like how there are plenty of clients throughout this city for both you and your brother to serve?
That's not the point. George took most of my clients with him when he left. Do you have any idea how difficult it was to rebuild my business and reputation after what he did?
I can't imagine why.
Don't test my patience. I'm going to take everything he has, and he's going to beg me to do it.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
What's the rush? Is something wrong?
I'll be late for work if I don't hurry.
Late? The shop is downstairs.
Not at the shop, Charles. I got a job in the city. I'll be late if I don't... Confound it. Never mind.
Remember who you are, Rob, and who you represent.
A job in the city? Did you know anything about this?
Nothing at all, except that he doesn't want the shop.
Robert, I thought you might not show.
I won't be late again, I promise.
Come on in.
Listen, new kid.
Robert, meet Lee. Lee, meet Robert.
A pleasure, Robert.
Likewise, I'm sure.
That's Jerry.
Nice to meet you.
All right, listen up, men. We've got a job.
Really? I haven't even started my real job.
This is your real job.
Noted.
What do you think, Ida?
I think I'll be happy when we have the silk back to the shop and don't have a small fortune in cash rotting beneath us.
Is that why you've been frowning the entire trip?
I guess. I'm anxious.
There's no need, dear.
How often does a person walk out of the bank with this much cash, Pa? Don't tell me you didn't see the people around us watching.
We're three streets away from the square, and nothing has happened. The odds are in our favor that...
What on earth? Get out of here, Pa. I'm gonna see what I can do to help.
Ida, wait!
Go. I can be of more help here.
Ida!
What can
Ida.
I do? Is anyone hurt?
Confound it. You're as stubborn as your mother. Goodness!
If you want to see your family tonight, she'll pull this cart down that alley up yonder.
Who are you? What do you want?
Doesn't matter. And it's obvious. Smile and wave.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Here, take my money.
Much obliged. But that ain't the one we're looking for. Here we are. Stop the wagon.
You're up. Prove yourself, boy.
Right then. Sir, we don't want to hurt you. You made a withdrawal at the bank this morning, and I need you to hand it over.
Well, go on now. My trigger finger's starting to itch, and I kind of do want to hurt you.
It's under the seat, beneath me.
Get off the wagon.
You heard him. Get on down.
You won't get away with this.
Time will tell, I reckon. Give my best to the coppers.
There's nothing here.
You care to explain?
There's a false bottom. It's under the false bottom. There's a latch in the back right-hand corner.
There we go. We're done here.
Remember how I said I kind of do want to hurt you?
Ah! Please! I don't have any more.
Shut up and stay down.